Again, Manning quickly to a wide open Julius Thomas down the Broncos sideline. Thomas racing down the sideline. He's still in bounds. Thomas inside the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Denver. Here comes Von Miller. Rivers is going to be hit back at the 20, and there's the first sack of the game, and that's Derek Wolfe. Quick throw left side. Demaryius Thomas has it with blockers out in front. DT's on the loose inside the 25-20. You can count it. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Denver.
We'll turn hand to Noshon Moreno. Moreno's got a first down, and this game is over.
Our owner, Mr. Bolin, the first ever 300 win in 30 years. Yeah. Mr. Beast!
After a brief hiatus, the Elway Access podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks is back with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall, and you're listening on DenverBroncos.com. Thanks for joining us. All of a sudden, you pick your head up. It's week 11, and so much to get to since we last joined John and talked. And John, there's Mr. Bolin getting 300 wins. There's Coach John Fox making it through surgery and now recovering comfortably. There's coming off a bye and getting a win against a division opponent. And there's watching your starting quarterback take another shot towards the end of that game. So much to get to here in this first segment. Let's start with the fact that you did what you want to do coming off the bye and playing against San Diego, which is beating Mike McCoy and getting this locker room back into that groove of winning coming off the bye. You did it, Mr. Bolin's 300th win. What was it like there? I know you go on the road, these games count twice. In that locker room, it was pretty special. It meant a lot, I think, for everyone that was in there. Everyone paid attention, and I think Jack Del Rio was thrilled to give one game ball to John Fox and the other to Pat Bolin.
You know, it was a great week. Obviously, like you said, coming off that bye, you never know how you're going to come off the bye.
Right.
It's always a little bit scary coming off a bye. Plus, with what we had happen with John having the open heart surgery week ago Friday, that it was upsetting a little bit. So it was nice to see everything get back on track. And the best way to kind of end everything that's going on is get a win. And so that's why it's so important to be able to go out in San Diego, as you said, against Mike McCoy, who knew us so well, and to be able to get a win. And really, it was an impressive win but we kind of held on there at the end, but we're able to close it out. But up 28-6 in San Diego was a good feeling. But, it was a good start for us. And obviously, with everything that's happened, it'll be a good step for us coming home against the Chiefs this week. And then even better than that was the 300 wins for Mr. Bolin, who was the guy that's been a tremendous owner, as we've talked about so many times. And I was thrilled for him to be able to see him get that 300. We knew it was coming, but he's just been one of the great owners in professional athletics for 30 years. And, with 300 wins proves that.
You hope for the best, obviously, but you just touched on it. You really don't know how this team is going to respond to something like not having head coach John Fox on the sideline for the first time. You're not going to know until the game kicks off. At what point did you really kind of take a look and identify the team that you've gotten to know and say, okay, it looks like they're responding well?
Well, this team, we got a good mix of veterans and a good mix of young guys. And so the locker room is, I feel like we have a real good locker room. It's a mature locker room. And so, the different things that have happened to us this year, the team has done a good job of responding to those, not letting it get in the way, and stayed the course as far as getting the job done. And so I saw that again this week. Obviously, I think Jack was a perfect fit to be the interim while John is gone. But Jack has a tremendous amount of experience, 9 years in Jacksonville, and so really didn't miss a beat, which was nice to see. And I had confidence in Jack that we weren't going to be able to miss a beat. I think that he knows what John's about, and to be able to take the reins of what John has started here, I think that was an easy transition for Jack. So I wasn't too concerned about it. I just wanted to get a start off with a win again, coming back off the bye, and I think that we'll go into this week with the same mindset to come back and, business as usual, going to play, a very good Kansas City Chiefs team that's undefeated, the last undefeated team in the league.
You don't have to get into complete specifics, but how often are you talking to John Fox, and what are those conversations like right now when you move past the, hey, how you feeling today? He's got to be wondering what it's like here when he's not around. How often are you guys talking?
Yeah, we all know the energy that John has, and so he's got his tentacles everywhere, and they always will be. just because that's the way John is. And, you know, that's the one thing that we had, we talked about as a football team of having to make up was the fact of the energy that John Fox has that he brings to work every day. So I think we did as a team good job picking that up. But John is John, and will always, even though he's not going to be on the field and probably won't be in here to work every day, John is still going to be very much in touch of what's going on and have a good idea what's going on.
It's certainly a unique circumstance, and so far through this test, Broncos 1-0, Jack Del Rio coaching staff, everyone downstairs, again, a team effort to make that happen, and handing Mr. Bolin his 300th win. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the Flex Points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 Flex Points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Play fakes to Noshun. Bounces around. Throws right. Demaryius Thomas has it. Touchdown, Denver. First down, Chargers at their 45. Rivers fumbles a snap. He gets back up, and when he does, he's going to be sacked by Robert Ayers back at the 40, a loss of 5. Second and 8, Monte Ball replacing Noshun. Shotgun snap to Peyton. Peyton throws left side. He's got Decker wide open inside the 40. Decker inside the 30 and rolled to the turf.
Again, Broncos win 28-20 in San Diego. Beat the Chargers, now await the Kansas City Chiefs. John, did you sleep much Sunday night when Peyton Manning comes off and he says during his press conference, going to get an MRI tomorrow and see how it feels? I mean, do you even go to bed that night, or you just put on a pot of coffee and hope for the best?
Well, I was, you know, I think that Peyton is a great competitor, and obviously, you know, you go through that. And when you're 37 years old and you have those ankles, which I did, they take a while to come back from. So the good thing went out, because I was down there when he took the hit, it didn't look like it got twisted around too bad. It's more or less just kind of re-injuring the old one. Plus, it's always tender, and because it takes a while to get to heal when you're that age. And so I think I wasn't too worried about it. I know that Peyton knows with this game coming up that it's an important football game, as big as one we've played all year, and that I wasn't too worried that he was not going to be ready for next week.
Jack said on Monday that the pressure, you don't want to see that much in your quarterback. No coach wants to see that at all. When you've got some bodies then flying around, and this defense the Broncos are getting ready to face is much more aggressive right now, leading the league in defense in several categories, very good at getting to the quarterback. This is going to be a group fix, isn't it, to make sure that he has a little bit more time and can get back to throwing the way he wants to?
It is, and Peyton did get hit last week, and, you know, obviously with crowd noise, you're going to have that. We didn't play our best game up front, probably one of our worst games in offensive line that we played all year. So, you know, we definitely have to get much better there. The Chiefs lead the league in sacks right now, so we know that they're a very formidable pass-rushing football team. So, I think we'll pull it in. I think we'll do that, realizing that we can't afford to get Peyton hit. Number one, you know, just because you never want your quarterback getting hit, and when he is getting hit, that means that, you know, the ball is coming, going to have to come out quicker, and therefore you don't take full advantage of the passing game. So there's a lot of things that reflect off the lack of time or the quarterback getting hit that we're going to have to adjust to. So hopefully we can, you know, we'll meet that challenge this week, because we have to, because we're playing a very good defensive team.
Do you remember the longest yards a tight end went for on one of the ends of your touchdown passes? Was it close to 70, 73?
I don't know. It had to be Sharp, but I think the longest one Sharp was when he was in Baltimore. But, you know, Shannon had a couple long ones, but not like that. When Julius turned that up the sideline, we saw how fast he could move, and for a big guy, he was moving.
He got in the end zone, celebrated, danced, turned around, and then the rest of the other 10 guys eventually got to him. You talk about Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker. We've been talking about Julius Thomas all year, but that speed, we've talked about his size and his hands, but that was all speed.
It really was, and he turned it up, and that might have been the bye because he had fresh legs and being able to go 74 like he did and be able to beat those defensive backs. So that's something that Julius has, and that, as you said, he's had a tremendous year so far. We just need him to keep playing like he's playing.
Yeah, set the tone early. Hopefully he gets a chance to do it again on national TV this Sunday night. We got one more segment left. We'll be right back.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hey, if it's Sunday Night Football, it means the Broncos are playing. Broncos Chiefs coming up. First time the Broncos have faced the Chiefs this year. I know John Fox and Andy Reid have a good relationship, been knowing each other for a while. What's your relationship like with Coach Reid? Have you had a chance to meet him throughout the year, spend some time with him?
You know, I've never spent a lot of time with him. I've got a great deal of respect for him and what he did when he was in Philadelphia and now what he's doing here. I've heard a lot of great things about Andy and as I said, have a great deal of respect for him. I have, like I said, would like to have spent more time with him because I've heard nothing but good things. Tom Hickert and Matt Russell both worked for him in Philadelphia, and so they've told me quite a bit about Coach Reid, and it's they just talk about what a good football coach he is, but also what a good man he is.
You were asked to come in here and help participate in a culture change, get things going back in the right direction for Mr. Bowen and the Broncos. Andy Reid came in just one season. He's done this much. The Chiefs are undefeated. What are some of the things you have to put in place when you walk in the door to get something like that moving?
Well, looking at it from the outside, I think when you look at the Chiefs, we always knew that they were a very talented football team. It was a matter of getting that talent and getting everybody going on the same page. And I think when you have a guy like Andy Reid, who's been in this league as long as he had, but also has been a head coach, I think 14 years in Philadelphia, where he had four straight years, where then they're in the NFC Championship game. So where the players have a great deal of respect for him.
Right.
I think that's showing, and the things that he's done in the past that he does now resonates with players, and that's why he's turned them around so quickly. He does a good job. He's got a good staff. John Dorsey, who is their general manager, he's done a good job of fitting pieces in there that have fit into that locker room. And so, so much of it is karma and how that locker room works, and obviously they've got it working now.
Yeah, definitely you can see it. They're having a lot of fun right now, undefeated, and they're coming off the bye too. Most teams take 4 days. Andy Reid, I guess, gives his guys a little more than that, practically a week off. Andy Reid 13-1 as a head coach coming off the bye. Broncos hope to make that 13-2 here at home as they host the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.